Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What color is the dress?
That's the big question. And I'm kind of happy, and this is tongue-in-cheek, but I'm kind of happy that story kind of blew up, and man, did it blow up. Because other than that, you know, with the bread and circuses culture that we are in now, we'd be talking about llamas running around and trying to, you know, the folks trying to round up those llamas. But there you go. That's the big topic today. That question, that picture broke. I think it was BuzzFeed. I mean, just tons. I mean, it's one thing to talk about, you know, something going viral. This is like 100 times over that. I mean, it's nuts. It's insane the number of hits that this dress has garnered. And in other news, Obama took over the internet yesterday. So go figure. But that's the big news, the dress and the llamas. There you go. I'm Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club. 855-200-1776. Extension 2 gets you live on air and into the conversation. And I just want to say the dress is white and gold. Period. There you go. But it does show you, you know, how, I know that the folks that, you know, posted all that stuff said it was blue and black or something like that, and yada yada yada. But it just goes to show you how, you know, if you, especially on the internet, if folks want you to believe something, you gotta believe it. It's just nuts. And if you haven't seen, it would shock and surprise me if you haven't heard about this dumb dress thing, because it's all over. On my Twitter feed, on the Facebook feed, on, I mean, everywhere that this thing could blow up, it has blown up. So there you go. That's what we're talking about today. Do you care? Is that an are you kidding me? I have a couple of are you kidding me to talk about today on Scott Show, What's On Your Mind. I might even call in and do a couple of them. And, by the way, Scott is in Harvey, North Dakota today. He's doing his whole What's On Your Town in Harvey, North Dakota, and that's from 9 to 11, live from Amberland Foods. And on a totally, totally unrelated topic, there was an apartment fire in Harvey. So it was an apartment and storage building in downtown Harvey. Scott does not play with matches. So, you know, that it wasn't him, even though he's driving down there, that sort of thing. I'm kidding. But, yeah, there was a fire in Harvey. It's dying down now. It was at an apartment and storage building in downtown Harvey. It started late yesterday afternoon at around 4 o'clock at the old Red Owl building. And, you know, they were putting that fire out. And the last update I got was around like 4 o'clock this morning, and it was still smoldering. And if you see the pictures, man, that building is a total loss. So there you go. That's what's going on in Harvey. Scott's going to be out there. He's got the What's On Your Mind. I mean, What's On Your Mind, but What's In Your Town out there in Harvey. He's fresh back from Washington, D.C. So stay tuned for that. We're going to have Blanky to call him, who was at CPAC. We're going to talk about CPAC a little bit today, but it's also her birthday today. It's her birthday. The maven of a mother witch birthday is today. So we're going to have a little fun with that. And then we have Steve Hallstrom and Dustin Moore doing the preview of Steve Sports Saturday. They're going to talk about the North Dakota State Hockey Tournament. They're going to be in studio as they do every Friday. Last night, I thought it was brilliant. The fact that we are broadcast that live, that hockey game, where Fargo South Shanley took the win. And man, I seriously, I must have had like two heart attacks and a mini stroke listening to that game. That was nuts. It was nuts. But always happy to have Steve and Dustin in to talk about sports. Every Friday, previewing the Steve Sports Saturday show. We also have, and I love it when we do this, when we showcase local talent, local businesses. It's always good. The other day I had Jumbo's Sloppy Joe mix. It got tons of positive, great feedback from that. So whenever we can, we want to highlight that. The local businesses. Larry Mayer for Comfort Choice Homes will be here at 8:30, and he's going to have that 8:30 segment with Steve Hallstrom. And they're going to talk about his business. Also going to talk about his presentation at the Red River Valley Home and Garden Show. And he told me, we talked a little bit about this, Larry and I. It's a brilliant concept. And it's new to the area, and especially when you're talking about, you know, saving money on your energy costs, you want to keep your radio tuned right here. That's Larry Mayer, a mayor of Comfort Choice Homes at 8:30. Now, if you've been following me on social media, you know that I've been in this little dust up about net neutrality for a couple of weeks now. And I thought I kind of touched on it yesterday, and but you know, there was all of this hubbub over net neutrality, and folks were like, you know, tell us your opinion, blah blah blah, this and that, and I thought I was doing that, you know, in bits and pieces, so it's not so overwhelming, but apparently I wasn't. So I posted last night, you know, my summation of net neutrality and why I am not for it. Now, net neutrality as a concept, I'm all for. But I hear a lot of folks saying things like, we need net neutrality to protect the consumers from evil big business and ISPs, and they're killing the dreams of young startups and wrecking free speech and yada, yada, yada. That's what I hear. That dichotomy is false. You guys got to open your eyes, man. And it's like I said, I agree with it as a concept, but I abhor it as legislation or policy. I think we already have antitrust laws that would deal with this. I think strong enforcement would be superior to Title II regulations. And I'm not going to get into the weeds, but it's a faux concept, a faux dichotomy, this whole net neutrality. One, it's a solution in search of a problem that will ultimately create more problems. Namely, the folks in Washington plan on turning the internet into another overly regulated industry. That track will stifle and limit innovation and investment. It'll be another nail in the coffin of free markets. And I said yesterday that I don't think most Americans even know what free markets are or look like, because we've been so long without them. Everything is, there are no free markets. Everything is this crappy hybrid now of socialist and capitalist and, you know, that sort of thing. So I don't even think we know what free markets look like. And if we were ever given the opportunity to experience free markets like the internet was, I think we'd like it pretty well. I think we'd like it pretty good anyway. And I'm automatically adverse to putting like the government involved in charge of anything. And if you check the track record of the government, you know, it's a no-brainer. Our founders intentionally created a small government that was slow, it was plagued by gridlock, that be checks and balances, because they knew that the bigger and the unrestrained government became, the smaller our liberties would become. Yet, today, despite those safeguards and the warnings from our past and our founders, we have what we have. Think about how well the government runs public schools, the NSA, the IRS, healthcare.gov or org or whatever it is, housing, banking, et cetera, et cetera. Think about that. What's with the clamor to have them involved and, in my opinion, ultimately ruin what is arguably the only free sector we have left? That's the internet. Why are we clamoring for them to get their tentacles around that? I don't get it. I said yesterday, if the government still ran the phone system, we wouldn't have smartphones. I wouldn't have my iPhone 6 here. I don't believe that we would. Deregulation, not more regulation, is always the better track, in my humble opinion. So there you go. There's my 2 cent worth on net neutrality. We'll be right back with the birthday girl, Blanquita Cullum, right after this break.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are, too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken in Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, Blanquita Cullum.
Aw, thank you, Leon. You're a sweetheart. Thank you for that.
Happy 42nd birthday. Wow. Out there.
Well,
in
you know, I like having a year that is named after a street in New York.
Ah, there you go. I was gonna, and I told Scott this morning, I was planning on doing that Marilyn Monroe rendition of Happy Birthday to you, but my voice this morning just it wouldn't carry that tune.
Oh, so. That's so sweet of you. Honestly, that means a lot to me. I really love it, and I've gotten lots of birthday wishes, so that means so much to me.
Yeah, you're a popular gal. And I saw you, you're down there rubbing elbows with all the political who's who in Texas. At CPAC anyway.
But you know how it is. When they see a fellow Texan, they got to come over and give me a little bit of the Texas love.
Yeah, absolutely. I was looking at all of the pictures, and I'm like, wow. Man, why am I not down there? Why am I not at CPAC? I don't know.
You should be there with me, and I've been looking for Scotty. I hope I'm going to see him today.
Oh, Scott's in Harvey, North Dakota. We were talking about that this morning. And I'm like, Scott, why aren't you down
there? You guys should be here. That can't happen again.
Yeah, I'm gonna make I'm gonna put it on the calendar that the next CPAC I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be there or be square. But I want to get your opinion on CPAC so far.
Oh, it's been great. It's been really, really great, and you know, it's been fun to kind of watch how these different candidates have been, how the audience has responded to them. Of course, you know, Scott Walker was, oh, my gosh, Scott Walker, Ted Cruz, Rick Perry, they were like rock stars, okay? Now, I saw people react in a positive way to former Governor Sarah Palin, but she does not maintain that rock star status that she had before.
Oh.
Nor does Chris Christie. Okay.
I can understand Chris Christie, but
this is not their crowd this time.
Huh. So, what are you thinking? The crowd is more moderate. They think folks like Sarah Palin. Do they think that folks like Sarah Palin are too right?
Oh no! It's not that they're too right. In fact, they're too wrong. They don't think that, I think that what I'm hearing is they want a real leader, okay? They want someone who's got gravitas, that's going to really produce, that's not going to look like they're timid, they're going to back down, be conciliatory, that's going to be able to turn the country around. And
that's Scott Walker.
Scott Walker, I mean, he really, and it was interesting with Senator Ted Cruz, because I was going to go by and say hi, because, as you know, I know a lot of those Texas guys, and there was a line, like, oh, my gosh, going all the way around the room where he was in, across the other side of the hotel, from people wanting to talk to him.
Wow.
And Governor Rick Perry, the same thing. It was like they had this entourage of maybe a couple hundred people following them. So today we're going to have some other people from Texas. Jeb Bush is coming in. I think today is Marco Rubio. And after I get off with you, I'm going to head over there and make sure that I get all the juice to be able to bring it back to you on Monday and tell you what was the, as we say in Spanish, the weedy-weedy, which is the inside track of what's going on.
Good deal, good deal. Make sure you social media it up. So, but one thing, I like Scott Walker, but he's getting a little a flack from folks that are saying that he compared his union fight with ISIS or comparing unions to ISIS. I didn't hear that when he was speaking.
Oh, they gotta get over it. Honestly, people are so nitpicky right now. And this is the time that people are going to try to be destructive. And remember, they're trying to be able to eliminate, you know, guys from the PAC. The great thing that we have right now from the conservative side is we really have a good lineup. We got some real stars. And it's like, you know, any one of them pretty much could lead and could pick a wonderful number two from that fact. So yeah. I hope that our own side will not let, not eat their own. I'm hoping that we can have some sort of chivalry and civility that, you know, will survive and make it a better race for our team, so that really the opposition needs to be fearful of it.
So far, from what you've seen, if a straw poll was conducted like right now, out of the folks that have spoken at CPAC, who do you think would win?
Right now it's looking like Walker, but I don't know. This crowd really likes Cruz. And I'm going to have a better feel today on how they sincerely feel about Jeb Bush. And, you know, I'll be honest about it.
I don't know.
If they think he's the guy that can take the win, I will give you the straight stuff. I don't think I'm going to see that, though, with this bunch.
I don't
really
either.
With the whole thing that's going on with ISIS and Christians being killed and immigration and the Internet and the IRS and Benghazi and Hillary's problems with, you know, her very dubious foreign money that came in while she was Secretary of State to her 501c3. I'm telling you, they want a leader that's going to pull the country back. They're worried about vets. They're worried about jobs. They're worried about the future for their kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is a kind of a crowd that's hungry for red meat. They don't want any middle of the road wimps. This is a crowd and they're pulling together, which I find very interesting because, as you know, we've had some very moderate Republicans in the past, and rhinos are not the ones they want to see here at this convention. And
right.
Remember, the interesting thing here is that these are the people that actually get out and do the work, raise the money, get people to the polls. So if they can't make it here, like they say in New York, they can't make it there anywhere because they're going to have to pass the litmus test over at CPAC.
All right, one other question. Ben Carson, I listened to his speech where he charged the Democrats with taking advantage of African Americans, trying to keep them suppressed and cultivate their votes. Did you hear that speech, and what did you think about it?
I didn't hear the speech, but I got to tell you, I heard about the speech. And, you know, he's another favorite. They love him. And I don't know that I think he's going to be able to muster up it, but you never know. He could end up being a VP candidate.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got really good people in the lineup of potentials to run for president and vice president. And think about it. If those guys in that huge lineup don't end up being the number one and two, they could be formidable
yes.
cabinet members.
I'm Blanquita Collum on her birthday. Have fun at CPAC. And happy birthday.
My sweet friend. Thanks, Leon.
We'll be right back with Steve Hallstrom and Larry Mayer of Comfort Choice Homes right after this break.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at MiracleChair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies, they get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at MiracleChair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever noticed how many frickin' miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club, and in studio I have my good friend and president of AM 1100 Studios, Steve Hallstrom.
Good morning, Leon.
And Steve has brought in Larry Mayer. And
good morning.
Good morning, Larry. And as I said earlier, love it when we showcase local talent.
Yes.
And Larry has got that in spades, man.
Yep.
So I'm going to turn it over to Steve so you can set this whole thing up, tell the folks what Larry is all about, and then let Larry come on and tell us what his business is all about.
Yeah, thanks, Leon. Really excited to introduce Larry Mayer to those in the community that may not know Larry. I met Larry maybe a month or so ago, and we started talking about energy efficiency and comfort in your home. And I tell you, if you want to get smart in about 10 minutes, talk to Larry, because you're going to learn a lot. You might not feel very smart when he's talking, but you're going to learn an awful lot. And Larry's going to be speaking tomorrow at the Home and Garden Show that is presented by the Home Builders Association of Fargo-Moorhead at the Fargo Dome. And Larry will be doing a seminar during the day. And, Larry, it's at noon, right? Your seminar is at noon tomorrow at the Fargo Dome. And so if you are a home builder, someone who's thinking about building a home, someone who's maybe planning your dream home someday, you need to take an hour and go by the Fargo Dome tomorrow and visit with Larry and listen to Larry's seminar and then visit with him afterwards. And, Leon, we have actually two tickets for tomorrow's Home and Garden Show. If you would like to go listen to Larry and take in the other sights and sounds of the Home and Garden Show, please give us a call at 855-200-1776. And first caller in will get two tickets to the Home and Garden Show. It actually starts today, but Larry's seminar is tomorrow. So, Larry, thank you for coming by today. I guess just to keep it, because this kind of information, we can get really deep in the weeds in a hurry, but just to keep it simple, you make homes comfortable and you make them affordable as far as energy efficiency, and you've been studying this for a long time. Tell us in simple terms what you do and why it's working so well for so many.
Well, what I try to do is you build a building to be comfortable. Otherwise, you'd live in a tent.
Right.
You know, and I know the ladies, they want that home to be a place that everybody feels comfortable in, that they can place their children down in the basement and be warm and comfortable. Now, you wouldn't think of doing that in a standard house.
Right.
But in a well-built, super-engineered house, your kids can be in that basement. That basement is going to be the warmest part of your whole house. Today, in a typical house, you don't want to be in that cold, damp basement. But we have built a system. We've built six houses. We're going to be profiling them at the show, showing 50% energy-saving houses, 60, 70% energy-saving houses, all built in the Fargo area in the last 3 years.
And what I think is so neat about it, Larry, is you've taken a concept. We hear about foam insulation, and a lot of things come to mind, but you've been able to be kind of a pioneer in foam insulation to make that be kind of your ticket to really making these homes work so well for so many people. Tell us about how you got interested and involved in making this foam technology something that has been so effective. How did you get aware and work through all this?
Well, I knew that properly insulating a building from the outside stops the water movement into the basement, which is where we get the damp coldness. I knew that if we were going to work with that foam on the outside, we had to figure a way to make it easy to put on the building for the average contractor, easy to protect it so that the insects and bugs and weed whackers and everything wouldn't destroy it. So I searched and searched and found some unique polymers that were friendly with foam, but very, very armor-piercing. I mean, literally, some of this product is used to protect the troops in Europe and Middle East. Actually, they just stack dry blocks up. Mm. They spray this polymer on the outside, and I saw a video of a shoulder-to-surface missile hitting these blocks, and the block wall did not fall down. Mm. And I said, now, I got to find out if I can buy that polymer.
And we got to talk after the show, man. I'm kidding. Go ahead, Larry.
But anyway, the key thing for contractors, they don't want to be putting up this flimsy foam on the outside that falls apart. And you see that all over town. They put up standard off-the-shelf foam, and it falls down. So I came up with a polymer treatment on the outside of the foam that couldn't even color coat. And the contractor can even repair his problems on the field if he runs his equipment into it. So it meets all those durability requirements so the contractor can feel comfortable to put it where it should be, on the outside.
Larry, it sounds expensive, but in talking with you, you get your money back over time. First of all, you enjoy a more comfortable home, but second of all, you get that energy savings. Tell people how they can offset the initial cost of this.
Well, we've worked up an analysis that is available to any homeowner in that planning stage on the house where we can show them if they want to do a 50% energy reduction house, which we've proven has a 17-year payback. In other words, what's happening here is we're taking the monthly energy savings, and instead of paying it to the utility, you're paying it to the mortgage company. So you're paying for a higher quality house every month you're living in that house, and you're enjoying the higher comfort. And so we've analyzed all the six major portions of your building, and we've broken it down per month in the energy savings and per month what the mortgage is. So you can pick and choose through the whole list of three different quality levels of a building. And if you want to spend more for higher quality windows that don't totally pay for itself, but if you know that it's only costing you $15 a month more, you're willing to pay that. But an average contractor who doesn't have the benefit of physics and science training that I have wouldn't know how to calculate that out. They just say, okay, if you want to spend more money, spend more money. But we're actually going to give you a monthly cost comparison.
We're visiting with Larry Mayer. Larry is an energy design engineer for the home building community. And Larry's website is www.comfortchoicehomes.com, comfortchoicehomes.com. Larry will be a featured speaker tomorrow at the Home and Garden Show at the Fargo Dome. There's going to be a seminar at noon at the Fargo Dome where Larry will be talking about his company and what they're doing with Comfort Choice Homes. And Larry, you told me a story that I thought was almost amazing. I made you repeat it so I heard you right, but a 6,000-square-foot home. Tell folks what kind of an energy bill those folks are looking at by installing your technology and what that did for their energy bills.
Well, they have a 5,800-square-foot house built in South Fargo on 70th Avenue South. They have a 1,200-square-foot garage in addition to that, which they also keep heated at 65 degrees. And their total natural gas heating bill for January was $140.
Ah,
the total bill.
Total bill. So basically, what is that? That's 7,000 square feet, $140.
Oh, man.
And I was just over at the dome setting up my booth. The lady doing the name tags happened to be the mother-in-law of the wife of this home. And she said, you know, my son and my daughter-in-law, they had a pool party in the garage last weekend when it was 5 below outside.
Oh, wow.
And so I said, can I have a picture of that? And so they sent me a picture of the kids in this pool party in the garage sitting down on the concrete floor.
That is nuts.
Amazing. Absolutely
so
amazing.
That's what you can achieve with the proper engineering of foam. It's not a matter of cost. It's putting it in the right place. In the right way.
And we have a winner. Simon's going to meet you over there tomorrow at your as you're you know giving your presentation and everything. So thanks for that, Simon. I got a question for you, Steve.
Before
if you don't
we
mind.
Do that, Leon, I just want to make sure okay. Simon just come to the studios here, the Flag Family Studios on South
right.
University, 3301 South University, and make sure you pick those up, Leon. Yeah.
Good deal. I always forget to give out the address anyway. But how is this product going over with builders here in the area? Is it getting good reception, or is that the reason why you're putting on this showcase?
What we're finding is that the initial adopters of this technology are the homeowners. They're
okay.
the ones who want this comfortable house. And so they turn around and march into the contractor's office with me and say, you're going to work with Larry. What we find in the first month of the construction process, because for the first time there is an energy engineer who can answer the money and physics questions to the framers, they're all just loving it because they're getting on-site training, they're understanding new ways to do things that aren't difficult, but they understand the difference between the old way and the new way, and they're just asking and asking and asking questions, and I can answer those physics questions because I have almost 20 years commercial industrial energy training, my years with Honeywell and other large corporations that I'm bringing down to the residential level. And so they start to adopt it really fast.
Ah, okay. Well, that's what I wanted to know. Steve?
Larry, when someone talks to you about these products and how they might design services, one thing I thought was interesting is that you work with them to find an energy savings percentage that they're looking for. It's not a one-size-fits-all philosophy.
Yes, yes. We actually take a look at the building in six major categories, the basement and wall and floor, insulation and waterproofing, the windows and doors, different standards there, the wall, upper wall and attic insulation, the type of fresh air ventilation system, the types of heating and cooling. Again, I work for Honeywell where we did lots of commercial industrial cooling systems and heating systems. And then we also take a look at the lighting and the digital control systems. So we give the people literally about 20 different option choices with monthly energy savings, with monthly mortgage costs using a 20-year mortgage.
The website for Larry is www.comfortchoicehomes.com. Larry will be speaking tomorrow at the Home Builders Association of Fargo-Moorhead Home and Garden Show. The show starts today at 3 p.m. Larry will be speaking tomorrow at noon during the Saturday session. And if you go over there and listen to his seminar, you'll hear some great information about making your home as comfortable as it certainly can be. So make sure that you spend some time over there tomorrow. Larry was telling me as we were out in the hallway getting ready to start that he's at an energy expo up in Duluth, and a whole bunch of people are interested in what he's doing. And Larry's a guy that even people in state governments are now talking to and trying to see what he knows, because as he's bringing these ideas around, Larry, it sounds like you're ahead of the curve, even from some people that are kind of paid to be ahead of the curve these days.
Yes, I was very happy at the Duluth Energy Conference. They actually do a world-class seminar. They have four different training tracks every hour and a half for two solid days. They bring in people around the world to put it on. And the chief architect for the Department of Energy's Energy Star program that rates all your refrigerators and TVs and all that stuff, he was the keynote speaker. He came over and saw my system and was doodly impressed, wants to meet with me and talk again about how we can make this whole system so affordable.
Well, Larry, we appreciate your time. Wish we had more time with you today, but it's tomorrow at noon at the Fargo Dome with Larry Mayer and Comfort Choice Homes. Make sure you stop by. Larry, thank you for coming by today.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it.
Leon, we'll give the show back to you, and Dustin and I will be back in to talk sports here in a minute.
Good deal, good deal. Larry, always a pleasure, man. I'm listening to Larry talk about this subject matter, and it shows me, makes me think about how much I don't know about energy, saving energy and saving money and that sort of thing. But this guy is knowledgeable, so hopefully you see him tomorrow at noon at the Fargo Dome. We'll be right back with Steve and Dustin for Steve Sports Saturday Preview.
Guarantees are hard to come by in life, but MyPillow has one. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. I want you to sleep on the pillow I sleep on because I've never had one like it. I've never slept better. Mike Lindell is the CEO. He's been on television. You've probably seen him in those commercials, maybe heard our interview with him. He will tell you, and I believe, sleep is the most important thing to your health. And MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. In addition to all the testimonies you're going to hear from friends and neighbors and coworkers and others, and I've heard them, who own the world's most comfortable pillow, if you go to MyPillow.com, they have sleep facts where you can find out about all kinds of great benefits you can get from a good night's sleep and how much it'll help your overall health and well-being. So check that out at MyPillow.com. While you're there, browse. Find the great savings. Use the promo code Scott for a 50% off deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, MyPillow, guaranteed, the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Out by Boyd to the far wall for Sean Flan. Up ice, got it away. On the far wing for Jacob Gresham, not for Hubert, but rather for Gage Stromey. Stromey put it in towards the crease. The puck is loose, it's shoveled in. Score! Logan Macheski!
Oh, wow.
Logan
That's
Macheski
pretty awesome.
The fourth line takes it from Gage Stromey. Barta trying to haul it down. He couldn't find it. It came to his glove side. Camped out was Macheski. Macheski shovels it in with the backhand, and it's 4-2 Bruins.
How cool was that? How cool was that? I'm in studio right now with Steve and Dustin from Steve Sports Saturday, live every Saturday, 9 to 11 at Vision Bank, 25th Street, South Fargo, and we're going to talk a little sports, and they're going to preview Steve Sports Saturday. So I guess I would want to lead off with that awesome game from last night. So, Steve, what did you think about the game last night?
Well, as a sports fan at heart who's covered sports in this community for, I don't know, more years than I guess I'd care to count, that was a lot of fun last night for us to have those game or that game on the air. South Shanley gets the upset of the day, the shocker of the day, if you will, in the state hockey quarterfinals, edging Bismarck Century by a score of 4-3. Bismarck Century was the top seed out of the West Region. And Dustin, who was working here last night, making sure that game went off without a hitch, that was a lot of fun. And South Shanley, they've got the glass slipper on them right now.
Yeah, it South Shanley was in control for pretty much most of the game, and then the Patriots decided they wanted to play, that they weren't going to go down as a one seed, and really efforted a comeback. But the guys like Tyler Bossert and Riley Giok and, of course, Logan Macheski ended up getting it done. Jack Olson made a lot of big, big saves for the Bruins, and it was really exciting. A big four-seed upset over the one. So we're going to do it again tonight. 8:30, Ryan Cunningham will have the call as Fargo South Shanley takes on the Minot Magicians, the Magi, from up north here in North Dakota.
The Magi won in overtime last night, so it's a little bit of a short night for them, but those young kids, they'll be ready to go by the time it's game time tonight. So excited to have a state tournament hockey state semifinal tonight between South Shanley and Minot here, as Dustin said, at 8:30 p.m. here on AM 1100 The Flag WZFG. So we're going to certainly talk about that. Whether the Bruins win or lose tonight, we will have their game tomorrow as well. We'll have the championship game if they win. We'll also carry the third place game if they happen to lose tonight. So we'll be following the Bruins all throughout the tournament here on WZFG. And, Dustin, there's another hockey team not too far from here that is turning heads. This one in the NHL level as well. The Wild go on the road and win at Nashville. Nobody wins at Nashville. And it sounds weird to say that. Nashville, not a perennial hockey power, but just three losses in regulation in the season at home this year, and the Wild got them again last night.
Yeah, only one in the Western Conference, Chicago.
Right.
So that was very interesting. And how about a week for the Wild where they lose a tough one to the worst team in the West with Edmonton, and then they go to Nashville and they beat the best team. So they are now, if the playoffs started today, they're in. They're ahead of Calgary by 1 point, below Winnipeg by 3 points. Winnipeg, Blake Wheeler ended up going out for the rest of the season, I believe, or at least he's injured for a little bit. They're making some trades, but Winnipeg may be on the downswing. So very, very good news for the Wild and a big victory yesterday. They've had some injuries, but some other guys have been playing in key roles. And Devin Dubnyk, in 19 games, they've won 15 or so of his starts, 14 or so of his starts. He's just been absolutely unbelievable. Since the middle of January, the Wild have been the best team in the NHL. 12-1-2 in their last 15, I believe. And when they score first in those 15 games, they've scored first 12 times, and they've I believe they've won all those games. So they are on a roll. But I think there's still a fourth of the season left, so they
long
have
way
to
go.
Keep this up. They have to keep it up. It sounds great, but in 2 weeks, bang, you could be looking up at four other teams ahead of you. So it's great to talk about now, but they have to continue it. Also, continuing to speak about hockey, the Gophers had a rare Thursday game against Michigan State in which they were down 3-1 in the first period. Michigan State had only had four shots on net. Three of those went
in. Yep.
But the skill and the toughness of the Gophers ended up coming back and beating that team 4-3, I think the final was. They'll do it again for a second one. And UND takes on St. Cloud State today and tomorrow in the NCHC. So
we'll
lots of hockey action.
Yeah, we'll be hitting on all that tomorrow on Steve's Sports Saturday. We'll be visiting with Ryan Cunningham, who is covering the state tournament for us. Moorhead High hockey coach John Ammerman will also be with us. And the Spuds lost in the section championship to Bemidji, so we'll look back on the season with John. We'll also be visiting with Kyle Emanuel, who just got done with the NFL Combine. We'll also talk some Wild hockey. And before we go, before we send over to Leon, I hope everybody at Class B district basketball tournaments this weekend wears lime green in honor of the three young men from Ray who died in that accident earlier this week. Three young men from the Ray basketball team lost their lives in an accident this past week. And I know there will be a lot of lime green in Northwest North Dakota this week at Class B district tournaments. And I hope that's true of tournaments all around the state.
Yeah. Sad story. I talked about that a little bit yesterday. That is tragic, tragic. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thanks, Leon.
Talking a little sports. Steve Sports Saturday, live tomorrow, 9 to 11. right here at Vision Bank, man. So that's great. I love the hockey last night. Me and the boys sitting in the van, basically just ears glued. You know, it was. I think I told you this morning. I think I had like two heart attacks and a mini stroke listening to that game last night. It was so exciting. So thank you for that. That was pretty awesome. Stay tuned. Scott Hannon is in Harvey, North Dakota. He didn't start the fire. I wish I had that bumper music. I didn't start the fire. Whatever. But he's in Harvey for What's in Your Town. He's in Amberland Foods. So stay tuned for that. And don't forget What's on Your Mind. Are You Kidding Me? Friday. I have a ton of Are You Kidding Me? But we want to hear yours. So stay tuned. What's on Your Mind right after this break.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guys No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.